Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. This is Monday, time for another slice of fresh bread.
We're in Daniel chapter 11. We finished Daniel chapter 10, which is a response of the Almighty, that is God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to the prayers of Daniel, who had read the book of Jeremiah, was aware that the 70 years that God said would be the length of the time of desolation of Jerusalem and the discipline of his people, from which they would be returned back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple, that Daniel, having read that, went into prayer and fasting and confession of sins, Daniel 9, and God answered by giving him the assurance that the 70 years were about completed, and then that would trigger 490 years that would then end up in the coming of the Messiah, who would put an end to sin and defeat the enemies of God. Not destroy them, but defeat them. Of course, he'll destroy them in his second coming. Then in Daniel chapter 10, there is a further answer, because when Daniel hears that the people who went back to Jerusalem under the decree of Cyrus in the first year of his reign, now in the third year, they are stopped, they are paralyzed, they are intimidated. They have ceased to serve the Lord, and he is concerned. So he goes into a three-week period of prayer and fasting, and God, in response to that, out of a love to Daniel, gives him an angel who comes in ministry to give him information. And this information is going to provide, dare we say, color to the 490 years. That is, what's going to happen during those 490 years? He's already given an indication by the multiple empires that are going to arise. But now he goes into even greater detail in Daniel chapter 11, as this angel who has come to minister and communicate and give understanding and vision to Daniel in his latter years. It starts in Daniel chapter 11 and verse 1. "And as for me," that's the angel who has come to Daniel, "in the first year of Darius the Mede," that would have been the first ruler of the Medo-Persian Empire, who had defeated the last king of the Babylonian Empire, "I stood up," that is the angel, "I stood up to confirm and strengthen him." In other words, God had sent this angel to accompany and give direction, confirmation, and strength to this pagan king, because this pagan king was going to be used in the purposes of God, even as the pagan nations of Babylon and of Medo-Persian were being used by the Lord. So this king is being directed and used by this angel who is at work on him. "Now," this angel says to Daniel, "and now I will show you the truth." That's the truth of how God is governing the nations, how he is working in the nations to establish his covenant people, the royal nation, the covenanted nation of Israel in the Old Testament, and the royal nation of the king in the New Testament, which will come from all the nations. Now, what is going to happen during these next 490 years of which he spoke in Daniel chapter 9? He says this, "And now I shall show you the truth. Behold, three more kings shall arise in Persia, and a fourth shall be far richer than all of them." Three significant kings, Cambyses and Smerdis, and of course Darius, the second Darius, who is Hystaspes. And these three kings will come forth, and then a fourth who is even greater than them, and that of course will be Xerxes. So these kings are going to rise up in the Medo-Persian Empire. You know, this is so detailed and so accurate, and the implication so clear, that many have said that this chapter had to be written post-historically. And it's going to become even more clearer, more detailed. But folks, the fact that a prophecy is accurate and detailed to some degree does not indicate that it is written post-fulfillment, but it reveals that God is sovereign. Well, what is going to happen? Well, I'm glad you asked, because we'll take a look at this closer as we continue in Daniel 11 tomorrow on another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.